come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to Robbie@MightyHouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. You can join us right now on Facebook Live. It's brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and at HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Mighty House is brought to you in part by the number one home improvement show in Chicagoland. The Old House, New House Home Show at Pheasant Run is running this weekend in St. Charles. Tickets are $7 for adults, $4 for seniors, and children under 18 are free. For more information, you can check them out at KennedyProductions.com. That's KennedyProductions.com, or you can follow the link on our website. Just go to MightyHouse.net. All the information's right there. Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than AlineCabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E, Cabinets.com. And with that, last item. You can give us a call right now, 877-711-5611, and we'll get all your questions answered. It's the last hour to try it. You got snow piling up. It's snowing again here in Evanston, so the snow is falling once again. And I think this makes for day 9 or 10 in a row of snow. Some measurable snow. So
probably not a good day, really, to be driving to St. Charles, unfortunately.
It's a light snow. It's okay. And if you got four-wheel drive and a blade on your truck, you can go anywhere you want, anytime you want.
So, true story.
Yeah. I've even driven through two and a half feet of snow. You put the blade halfway down and go.
And go.
Yep. So, it works. All right, Robbie, you there? Can you hear me now?
So,
no.
Anyway,
okay,
I could hear you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, last Sunday, I posted on Facebook, I did something I wanted to do for like 5 years. So, there's a foundation called the Collings Foundation. The guy was a doctor, and he got into restoring, preserving old aircraft.
Uh-huh.
So they do what they call the Wings of Freedom Tour.
Yes.
So they come down here and then they go, you know, they travel around the country, like 120 cities every year. So last Sunday I got the opportunity to fly in a B-17G bomber.
Uh-huh.
And
I saw that.
Was so cool.
Uh-huh.
But the coolness of flying in it was one thing, but the thinking about the guys in World War II that were on those planes that flew those missions over Germany or to Japan, whatever, in this tin can with no heat at 35,000 feet for 10 hours. I don't know if they're heroes or nuts.
I think they're both. they are both.
And I'm 6'2", 230, and, you know, walking through that plane, because once we get off the ground, you go anywhere in the plane, basically. They just ask you not to talk to the pilots. But, like, the belly gunner, the rear gunner, there's no chance I could fit in any of that anyway.
Wow.
But it was absolutely amazing. So if you get the opportunity, it supports the Collings Foundation, and, you know, keeps these things in the air.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really, really cool. So highly recommend that if anybody gets an opportunity to do it.
Yeah, and the sound of those radial engines, there's nothing like it. I love the sound of a radial engine.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and then you got four of them on top of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
uh-huh.
And then the pilot, he's been flying that particular plane for 20 years.
Wow.
So when we came in for the landing, it was slight crosswind, not much, you know, nothing to freak out or end up on a video.
Right.
But he touched that thing down and the wheels chirped once, plane never bounced. It was the smoothest landing I've ever had. And even on the video, you can hear me commenting, like, I've been in 737s that were way worse than this thing.
Uh-huh.
So that guy, he can fly that plane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
So
those are excellent.
But they do that in a B-24. And then I guess they have a B-25, but they didn't have that there. And then they had a P-51 that they modified
for
so it has
seats.
A rear seat.
Yeah.
And so it's more like a trainer. But that one's pretty expensive to fly in. It's like $2,200 for a half hour.
Oh, wow.
But it kept going up. People were paying it, man.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it'd be cool to get in a Rolls-Royce or a Merlin 12-cylinder.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think just sounded so cool. So that would be a bucket list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just want to throw that out to the Collins Foundation. That was just, it's awesome that there's people out there that do that and that, and, you know, they're committed to taking us around and educating people.
And it's all donated time, too.
All
the pilots, all the mechanics, it's all donated.
Yeah, our guide or instructor, if you will, he's from Kansas City. And, yes, he travels around with it and just, you know, loves it.
Yeah. So is that the shirt you're sporting today?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I noticed we didn't have a hat. So that must be, that's our promotion for the day is the Collins Foundation. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. All right. Okay, Robbie.
But I'll probably wear a hat later because I'm going to have headphone hair.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like my, it's not a, you
know.
So
I have an interesting question.
Okay, go.
That a lot of people use vinegar, baking soda, and hot water to clean out their sink, the kitchen sink.
Okay. Why?
Okay. Somebody wrote in and asked if that simple solution, again, boiling water, vinegar, and baking soda, could be used to clean out a toilet if there's a clog in a toilet and you're getting nowhere with plunging. So they wanted to know what you thought about vinegar, baking soda, and boiling water.
You got me on that one. I have no idea.
I'll be honest. If you can't plunge it, then it's probably a toy or a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids put something in there.
Yeah. I mean, it can get pretty nasty in there. So the other thing is you want to make sure you're plunging correctly. And I think this is a big problem that a lot of people have. They take the plunger and they jam it down there and they jam down and they jam down. And that's not how you want to do it. What you want to do is push it down slow when you've got good suction and then pull back on it. Because whatever the clog is, it's already pressed and it's already tight. So now you're trying to jam it through there even more. But what if you push down and you pull back, you create suction, it actually sucks that whatever clog it is back a little bit and it can move around and then it'll flow out properly. So try pushing down slow and pulling back hard and give it a quick pop. And then that way you actually have a better chance of clearing that clog. So
true story. And you know what? I've never seen the instruction book taped to the side of a plunger.
No.
They just have a sticker on them at a price.
Yes. That's
but
it.
You're absolutely correct.
Yes, Johnny.
You're right. How are we supposed to know if we don't know?
Okay, Johnny, go.
Ew.
What do you mean? The backs, that's all good, man. If you're a plumber, that's what you revel in. That you like that. That's all. That's all part of getting dirty. It shows you when you get home at the end of the day, you smell. You're nasty. Your wife says, "Oh man, you work
backflow."
Your work.
So the other side to look at this, and I mean, that's what the plumbers and the sewer guys always tell me. It smells like money.
Yes.
Is what it smells like to them. And they can charge pretty much what they want.
Yes.
If you're that afraid to get splashed, they're going to tell you. $100, and you're going to go, okay,
see,
who do I make to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, when you get done, you tell the wife, the girlfriend, look, I'm dirty. I was working today, honey. Look at this. Come smell me. Give me a hug. And they run from you. So they know you did something.
2 minutes.
You know, so there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it at all.
Right.
So you can also just, like, wear an apron if you want to, but, you know, I don't. I mean, that's... When you've got the right angle and the right pop to it, you'll learn it. You don't get any splash on you.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I had to go change a couple of flush valves. So we're just talking about the riser, right? The filler tube, flush valve, the whole thing.
And right.
You just go in there with your toolbox. You take a couple, turn water off, take a couple things out, stick your hands in the water, and
right.
they're like, ew.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, yes, it's toilet water, but it's in the tank. It's not like coming, it's not at the other end.
Right.
So it's just water.
Yeah.
It's amazing how people get freaked out by stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just a toilet
valve. It's just water. That's all it is. No big
water.
Deal. No. You all right, Johnny?
So.
You're going to call the plumber next time, aren't you?
What about?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's one that you can do. If you're really that worried about it.
Yeah.
What did you say, Robbie? I'm sorry.
Go, Robbie.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Take Saran wrap. Put your plunger in the toilet. Put Saran wrap over the plunger handle. You know, yep. Pop a single hole. Yep. Put that over the bowl. And then when you pull up, the Saran wrap will keep it from splashing you if you think you need to pull that hard.
Okay, Robbie, your turn. Oh, I hear music going.
Well, think about this.
Go ahead.
You have your toothbrushes in your bathroom. You flush the toilet. If the lid is open, all that spray is getting all over your toothbrushes, your sink, your cup, your washcloth, your towel.
Now, John, you're making Johnny sick now. He's getting sick.
Johnny, do you close the tank every time you flush?
We'll be back right after this.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
I'm a proud owner of a cat dozer.
Yeah, boy.
I for real doze in my steel toes.
Slope assist.
Guide the blades so they stay on grade.
Slope indicator.
Right here in the dashboard like I asked for.
Enhance auto.
Shift automatically shifting, more fuel efficient.
What?
Listen.
Let's go.
Yeah. It's 6 o'clock and the job is done, but I'm not going anywhere because this is too much fun.
Okay.
I'm reminded every time I see a precision grade that this is probably the best decision I've ever made.
Yeah.
When I first laid eyes on it, I knew I found the one for me.
One for
I climbed
me.
Inside and sat down in the lap of luxury. And
luxury.
It's been great in the week since then. Honk when you see me operating in my D6M.
Yeah.
I can be in my dozer. Gonna be in my dozer. Carefree in my dozer.
I
don't care if it's over, but I stay in my dozer. Lay in my dozer.
Yeah,
I love my job cause work to me's like
lay in my dozer.
Slope assist helps hide the fact that I forgot my glasses. The roads I grade score so high, call them overpasses. Get it? Slope indicators, neighbors jealous of the auto shift. I'm in the sandbox smiling like a little kid.
Little kid.
Do you know what you mean?
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network, just looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And we're broadcasting live right now on Facebook Live, so you can go there and check us out. You can also give us a call, 877-711-5611. Again, 877-711-5611. There you go. All those guys out there running that equipment today. They're sitting in their cats. Mm-hmm. It goes out to them right there, moving all this snow around.
I know my younger brother's out there on 294 somewhere.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It works for the tollway, so.
They've been on 12-hour shifts since almost a week now.
Well, he's a mechanic, works in one of the barns. But when it snows, it's all hands on deck. Then he drives, so.
Oh, does he? They put him in a truck?
Yeah, it's in a truck. Yep.
Wow. Lots of fun there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Robbie, you had something else for Johnny? You got another question for Johnny?
It's toilet talk.
Okay, toilet talk with Robbie. Go ahead, Johnny. You ready? Yeah, he's listening.
Okay,
go.
Johnny, so you're at somebody's house, you're at a friend's house, and you've all heard this term. I'm not trying to make stuff up or gross anybody out, but you've heard the term courtesy flush, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so where do you think that spray is going when you're doing a courtesy flush, Johnny?
Or the courtesy flush, if you've got it sealed properly, just goes on the backside of your bum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because the courtesy flush, you're still doing business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, Johnny.
However, if you adjust everything properly,
Johnny's done. He's packing up his bag right now. He's collecting his stuff. He's getting out of here. Come on, Johnny.
Yeah. So, right, your courtesy flush is all going back on your butt.
No, your bum. Yeah, right.
Your butt.
Johnny?
Yes, there's a lot of shows you can listen to for self-help. This one, we're just freaking you out.
Yeah, you never know where things end up. So what else you got for us there, Robbie? You got another question for Johnny, or is that it?
No, that was pretty much, you know.
That was it. Okay.
Well played.
Yeah. So
thank you.
Well, Johnny won't be here next week.
Yeah. He's going to make sure he has the long straw.
The aroma, it helps eliminate the aroma, so you don't have to sit in it while you're continuing to do your business. So,
right. So if you're at somebody else's house,
yeah,
and, you know, things happen.
Right. That's when you go home.
So you keep.
You don't do business
Russian, so that the.
Yeah, no. You don't do business in anybody's house. If you got to do your business like that, you go home to do that kind of business.
But things happen.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes things happen. Or if you're in or if you're in a stall with a bunch of other people.
Let's
say you're at the airport and you're with a bunch of people.
That's just called crop dusting. That doesn't even matter.
And you don't want anybody to hear it. You don't want anybody to hear the sound. So you do a courtesy flush so that nobody can hear the sound. And again, once you're doing the courtesy flush, you know, it's going in your bum.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Well, I guess you're not a lady then. Lady's a courtesy flush.
Yeah, nope, doesn't sound like one, doesn't look like one. I'll go with not.
You know what? We haven't given out in a long time, and I think this is the perfect time to give out our phone number.
Oh, yeah? 877?
Yeah, which is?
877-711-5611. There you go.
You want to call or comment?
Be a part of... Right.
Go ahead.
I mean, if you don't have something to add to this conversation, then there's something wrong. Because, come on, we're talking about courtesy flushes and back spray on your toothbrush. Come on, people.
Uh-huh.
Get up.
Pick up
the phone.
Yeah, I know.
Give us a call.
They're busy. They've already turned it off. They turned it off the past 20 minutes when we went into toilet talk. They're gone. There we go. All right.
Mm-hmm. And the other, having nothing to do with that, is heck, I have not tried myself.
Okay.
But with all the winter, you know, shoveling and stuff, let's say you have a pair of shoes that are not like a waterproof boot or anything like that. You just happen to be going out in sneakers or something like that. You can take a candle. And again, I have not tried this myself, but you take a candle and you rub it like a white candle all over your sneakers or whatever canvas, you know, shoes that you might have. And then you seal it with the heat of a hairdryer, and that'll give you a nice protective waterproof coating.
Okay.
Or you could buy a can of Rust-Oleum waterproofer and just spray them.
Yeah. Well, I would be worried about the wax and the, you know, the chemicals in the wax messing up the shoes. Like, especially if they're, it's like you have to use a white candle or a clear candle, wouldn't you?
Well, that's what she said, white candle.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right.
What should be good on your black shoes?
Then you melt.
Yeah?
Then you melt the wax into the shoe.
And that helps waterproof.
You know, by putting it on the hairdryer. Okay. I mean, so let's just say, you know, it's not the... I'm not saying put it on a $500 pair of shoes.
But?
I'm just saying if, you know, if in a pinch you don't have a can of Rust-Oleum around, but you have one of those little... What are those little...
Candles,
those little ones that everybody has 100 of. Those little teeny ones.
Yeah, the tea
candles.
Yeah, the tea light candles, yeah. Yeah, you take one of those, you rub it all over your shoes, you light it up. It's just a little life hack kind of thing, that's all.
That would be emergency only. I don't see anybody wanting to do that to their Uggs. I think that would be ruining them. Wouldn't it?
Right, I'm not saying $500 Uggs.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, if you have a pair of, you know, white kids that you walk around in and you got to go do something, like, oh man, they're just going to get soaked. They're going to get ruined anyway. Do this.
Somebody posted on Facebook one of those things where it shows your age, where it's like, didn't we just stick our feet in bread bags?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, there you go.
I mean, they need all this stuff. We just got a couple of bread bags and you went.
That's it. And it kept your feet warm and dry.
Yeah.
Outside all day long. Didn't you do that, Robbie, or was that a country thing?
A suburban thing.
It's a Girl Scout thing.
Oh, okay. All right. So yeah. you did the sandwich bags too?
Oh, sure.
Okay. All right, good.
And for women who are getting their pedicures done, a lot of places, once you do the pedicure and then you put a little oil on your toenails and then you put the baggie on your feet, and then you can put your feet right into your shoes, and you're not going to ruin the pedicure with the baggie and the oil on. For those who do it at home and don't go to fancy pedicure places, mm-hmm. that's what you do to protect your pedicure.
So save.
I don't know anybody. Go to a pedicure place. I don't need people playing with my toes.
Yeah. No, so you...
I'm really...
Johnny just said he goes all the time, Rich.
I doubt that. I can tell by the tone of his voice that he's never set foot in one either.
No, he just looked at me and says, I did that all the time. Yeah?
And they won't allow him back.
He's banned from the place now. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Robbie, right, I have to ask, what did you end up doing with the live shrimp you were driving with yesterday? Did you go fishing or do a shrimp cocktail?
Catfish. Only catfish I caught. What a waste.
Well, catfish is good. What do you mean?
You go all the way, to Florida and all you catch is some catfish.
Oh, yeah, you can catch that anywhere is what you're saying.
Right. Although, my husband caught a stingray, but.
Oh, there you go.
I didn't.
They don't need a big bun for one of those.
You need a what?
A big bun.
A big sandwich bun.
So, jeez. Now, it's funny because there's a little pond in the backyard here, and we always go feed bread to the little fish out here. And so when you said need a big bun for that, my head just went to catching fish with buns.
Uh-huh.
But there's a little alligator in the pond, and he eats the buns that we throw out. So that's where my head went to fishing and
probably
bread
eats
and
the
buns.
Fish that you got not. Too.
Yeah, and eating the fish that you feed.
Yeah.
So when are you going to get the alligator out of there?
Well, no, he just leaves him alone. The other day I threw him some garlic bread. He was very happy with the garlic bread.
But his breath was nasty for a couple of days after that.
That's a Florida rule for people that don't know. If you go anywhere in Florida and there is fresh water, assume there's an alligator in it.
Really?
Period.
Yeah.
Don't mess around.
Yeah.
Just assume they're there.
Wow. Oh, good. There you go.
Otherwise, you make an ass out of Rich and Ron.
There you go. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
First things first, I'm a craftsman. Remodeling is my only passion.
My passion.
And I'm the greatest in the business. Want referrals, yo? My clientele will bear you witness.
Right.
I can help when your door jam sticks.
Huh?
There is nothing in the world I can't fix.
Yeah.
I do tiles, I do stone, I do bricks. Call me, I'll come rushing over with my bag of tricks.
Bag of tricks.
Where you going? Your disposal is rusted.
Rusted.
My problem making you disgusted.
Yeah.
When your front window is busted. Just one name that's always trusted.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. And you can give us a call, 877-711-5611, and we'll get all your questions answered. I got about 20 minutes left, so get your questions in now. And if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, how could they do that?
Go to mightyhouse.net, go to the contact page, first, last name, email address, click submit. You get that email once a week to let you know what we're going to be up to.
Boom, done. Just like that, huh?
Except for some of the stuff, but most of the stuff.
Yeah, like Robbie's toilet talk. We won't put that in the newsletter, no. It just happens.
No, but we just seem to end up there somehow.
It just happens.
Still rocking my screwdriver. Got the whole world thinking I'm a MacGyver. Your heating bills are shocking. I can solve that with some duct tape and some caulking.
All right, there we go. You're there, you back, Robbie?
I am.
Okay, cool. So, did you have like an email or something that you wanted to cover?
Oh my gosh. I just gave you the email about the plunging of the toilet.
Oh, that was it. Oh.
Are you back on speakerphone?
Is she back? Speakerphone?
Not me.
Yeah. Johnny said, oh, yes, you.
Why would he think I'm on speakerphone?
Because
it sounds like you're yelling down the hallway.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
You're busted. Johnny busted you. That's just the way it is. Are you there?
Uh-oh. Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay.
You good?
All right, so we did get an email.
Okay, hang on.
First things first,
Whoa, we got doubled up there. Can't do that. What was that, Rich?
You can, just doesn't work well.
No, it doesn't. That doesn't. Let me try this again. In 3, 2, 1, there we go.
Email, we get email, we get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
Okay, there you go.
That sounds sped up and clunky.
Does it?
Okay, so the email just says pinners.
Pinners. Oh,
right, because I said,
that's your
did
bouncy
you ever
ball
play
thing.
Baseball stoop? Did you call it stoop ball or did you call it pinners? And Mary said pinners.
There you go.
So isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not,
but I do have a regular email, too.
Not hearing
but
you,
I
Rich.
Thought that was funny.
Are you there, Rich? Say something. No. No, you're not coming through. We're not catching Rich now.
All right. Well, you guys work on that. I'll read this email.
Okay. So you got pinners. Go for it.
Okay. Hey there. Want to put in the shower as we have an elderly family member that cannot do stairs. We have a utility room where we could put it in, but not sure if it's allowed by code. The idea is temporary as they are in transition to a new city. The breaker panel is in that room. How much space is needed between, it says between Sherman and breaker panel.
Shower, okay, for the breaker panel.
Okay, maybe that's what it means.
Yeah, it's for between the breaker panel, your panel, you know, with all the breakers in it, between that or any sub panels, you need to have 3 feet in front of it and 3 feet on either side of it, clear space, nothing in the way, so that you can walk up to it. So when you walk into a basement and you see the old wash tubs that are right underneath the electric panels, that's not code, you know, or some people have them like next to the toilet or, you know, in the basement somewhere, they put a bathroom in and then they have all of a sudden the toilet right there. That doesn't work. You can't do that. So there, Rich is back now.
I know. PJ's okay. Calling me. I don't know why.
Oh yeah. You dropped out. I don't know if you knew that.
I know why. Cause I was doing something in my computer and it just IRQ it.
Oh,
I recued you out.
Ah, it hurt.
So I know I can't do anything while we're doing the show.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Kevin's flipping out now. He's like, come on.
No. Everything's good.
Yeah. It's all good. So that was something you did on your end.
Yeah.
And kicked him out. Okay, cool. So, anyway, to finish answering that question, electric panel, you could put a shower there. It's got to be 3 feet away.
Okay. On either side.
Yeah, on either
GFI
side.
GFI protected panel.
No,
I wouldn't put. I wouldn't put it anywhere near an electric panel.
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't even put it in a bathroom. But that's me. So, if he could put a wall up and at least have a wall between that, it said that this is a temporary shower.
Yes, just
get one
temporary.
In a corner units with the throat, the base in the corner, and the three-sided glass and.
Yep. Yeah, they make a kit. You know, like that's what Rich is talking about. Is they make if it's a quickie temporary thing, you can buy the kits that are 32x32. They have a round front or even a it's just a corner thing. They've got come with the doors and everything. Throw the shower base in, put up the two walls, put the shower door on there. You're off and running. So. And they're fairly inexpensive.
But like
the big
us, I mean, if you can pull it off, I mean, like down here, everything's slab on grade, so you know you don't worry about water leakage or getting past the floor drain too much. But you know, I always put the membrane down. But like I prefer to do zero barrier showers anyway. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where you just might have a little marble strip that you'd have to ride over or step over.
Right.
But basically everything's flat. Use the linear drains and have a bench in there with a hand shower. So, I mean, I set my in-laws up so as they age in place, they're safer.
You're not letting them move? They're not moving around?
No.
You make them stay in one spot the whole time?
Age in place. One place. That's it. Yep.
So they eat in the shower, too?
Yes. I put a disposal in the drain so that they can just take all their excess food, throw that down there, and then just...
All their business is done right there. Boom, done. Taken care of.
Right there.
Yep. So the other thing is
efficiency.
The other, you know, if you're far enough from the electric panel too, you can just hang some curtains up and you can make your own shower valve and stuff with just regular, you know, gate valves. So it depends on how crazy you want to get. At my grandparents, when we were kids, that's what he did. He just made his own little deal and hung a curtain around and just standing in the basement with the, you know, on the concrete wall. Nothing's going to get hurt. The floor drain was right there. So, you know, I mean, you can make it that simple if you really want to. So.
Coolio.
And it's more common.
I have another question, and it's very interesting because I asked this question.
Go ahead.
I asked this question a couple weeks ago, and somebody just emailed about it.
Okay.
So I have a brick home built in the late 50s, early 60s, so there is no insulation in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel air leakage around the baseboards of the exterior wall.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to have the walls insulated, or could I take off the quarter round and shoot caulk or foam sealant under the baseboard? Could I hire someone with an infrared camera to go around my house and identify just how much leakage is happening? That's interesting, because like I just asked about this a couple weeks ago, and you said if there's no insulation, there's not much you could do about it, right?
Well, it depends on how old the house is. If it was built in
If
it was built in the 40s or 50s,
20s,
30s, yeah, or older, you're not going to be able to get any insulation in there. And it depends on the type of brick. If it was framed.
Yeah, most of those are two or three whites.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if they're framed with a brick veneer, then yes, there's something you can do. But, you know, the Chicago bungalows that are everywhere around here, Chicago, in the Chicagoland area, those all are two or three wide. White brick, like Rich just said, and they take 1x2 and shoot that on the brick, and then they plaster it over it. So there is no room for insulation in any of the exterior walls.
Right.
So what he was saying.
But to go back
about
to the other part of the question, you could still pull the base shoe off, and caulk the base to the floor, and then put the shoe back in, and it would stop some of that air infiltration, and then buy the little gaskets that go behind the cover plates on your outlets and stuff. And all that stuff adds up to help with the air infiltration. And they could do it with the thermal imaging, but you're best off with thermal imaging and a blower door test, you know, and really identify the bad spots.
2 minutes.
Right. All right, go, Robbie.
I was going to say that would be a really good Mighty House video to do, is show things like that, because you were talking about a gasket, Rich, and then... You said something else, and it's like I'm a little lost on what these things are.
Caulking underneath, yeah.
Yeah, pulling off the foot, you said?
The base shoe.
The base shoe. Okay, I knew it was something with feet. So it'd be interesting to see that on a video.
Most people call it quarter round.
Yeah, quarter round, base shoe, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you take that off and show people exactly what you mean.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is you got to be ready to repaint if you're going to do that, because if you pop that off, then you're going to end up repainting all your baseboards, you know, because you're going to...
What if the baseboards are are just wood, right?
Oh, if it's straight with stained wood, then...
Well, if they're stained, it's easier.
Right.
Yeah. Then you just, you don't have to worry about it as much.
Okay. 1 minute.
So, all right.
Well, I think that'd be a really good fix to just pop that off and put caulk there, right?
Yep. Boom, done. Rock and roll. Call it finished. The other thing is you could leave the base shoe on there if you've got wood floors and just use a clear caulk and just caulk that, you know, base shoe to the floor. Do the same thing, you know. So you don't necessarily need to take the base shoe off. If you've got stained wood, you don't want to mess with it, or you painted, you could caulk it to the wood floor, and that would help seal it in there. And if you use clear, you don't really have to worry about it getting anywhere. So you're just trying to stop that air infiltration.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom,
done. Like that. All right.
Boom.
Right.
That's it. We're wrapping this show up now. We've got the last little segment. So we'll be back right after this. You are listening to...
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
All right, we're back. Last segment. What the heck is that?
I don't know. I can't see it. Oh, apparently, he can't either. He's really...
No, a causeway is where Sonny Corleone met his maker.
Sonny Corleone from Scarface.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Godfather.
Godfather, yeah. That was something that just got shot up here on Twitter. That's okay. All right.
It was actually at the toll booth leading to the causeway, I believe.
Is that what it is?
Yes, I remember the movie well. I love that movie. All three of them.
Excellent. All right. Well, cool. Let's see. I think we're pretty much wrapped up here. Is Robbie there? Robbie? I got to wait for the delay and nothing. Okay.
Yeah, it should be there.
I'm here.
Wow, that was a long delay. Okay. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, it's like a 5 to 10 second delay before you answer. Anyway, okay, so what'd you learn today, Robbie? That's what I want to know.
Don Corleone.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What?
Lanai. I didn't learn anything.
What? What do you mean?
Well, there was all kinds of talk about what a porch was and what a stoop is and what a wraparound, but I didn't take notes,
So
I don't remember the difference between all those things.
Okay. All right. Do you have that up handy there, Rich?
You know, if it's a deck, if it's a, you know, whatever.
Can you recap that for us, Rich?
A deck doesn't have a railing, right? A deck doesn't have a railing. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Here we go, Rich. Run them down.
Okay, so a veranda is a southern term for an open porch, usually roofed and partially enclosed on the front and sides. A balcony is a balustrade or railed elevated platform from the wall of a building. A deck is an open unroofed porch with no rails, platform extending from the house. So a deck and a balcony, the big difference is the railing. So even though you call it the deck behind your house, it's still a balcony. Even if it's 20 by 20, it's a big balcony.
Wait a minute.
Which still is going to mess people up.
So what's on the side of my house?
You have a balcony.
That doesn't make sense. It's a deck.
No, it's not. You have railings.
I know.
You have,
and then the stoop is a small raised platform, but it's approached by steps, and it's small.
And that's
it may or may not have a roof.
And that's on your front
door.
And
then your patio is an area like your deck, but it's typically paved and adjoins the house. And then that's why the picture was confusing on the newsletter, because it was a patio in your head, but it was elevated. They were pouring a slab on a wood deck.
Yes.
So that was just nuts.
Only on part of it. Half of it was elevated. The other half was on grade, on the ground.
So, which led to bridges and causeways. Uh-huh. And a bridge is a clear span, and a causeway has multiple supports with shorter spans.
Okay.
Hey, Ron, what's a causeway?
I don't know.
20 pounds.
20, 25 pounds?
Thank what? You.
Oh, God. Hey, it's 3 hours. We're almost done.
I do what I can.
So, there we go. Rich?
So, and what I learned is that now that you have 10 inches of snow on your roof, it's a good time to go do a cheap energy audit and look for air leakage in your attic. Go look for where the snow is melting when technically it shouldn't be.
Uh-huh. And technically it should stay on there. That roof should be nicely coated, just like your a garage. Look at your neighbor's houses. If they have all snow all over their roof and yours is completely bare, you know you've and it's all you see are shingles, then you know you've got a heat loss issue, and you need to get.
And you know what melts that snow, don't you? Money.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean? If you got heat loss, that's just your money going up through the roof, melting snow.
Yep.
So, you know, that's a lack of air sealing and then insulation, and you can save a ton of money by fixing that. You should have snow all over your roof.
Right. And if you have a detached garage, unheated detached garage, look at that roof. Your roof should look the same as that one, have the same amount of snow on it. And then you know that yours is insulated properly.
Yes.
So there you go.
So what'd you learn today?
I don't know. I'm trying to still, I'm thinking about it, you know.
Pull up plunging, but you already knew
that. Yeah, no. I knew we made Johnny sick of it, and he's not going to be with us next week. It's been nice working with you, buddy. It's always... He's going to make sure he doesn't draw the short straw next week.
He put in for a transfer.
He did. Anywhere. I just don't want to work with those clowns anymore. Please, stop it. I don't want to. That's it.
I don't want
to. Yeah.
Funny.
So, I don't know. I mean, I'm coming up with...
Bupkis?
Oh,
wait a second. Also, that reminds me. I just said Bupkis, but it made me think of Bupkis, which then led me into Brian Urlacher.
Uh-huh.
Congrats to him for making the HOF, man. That is, I was so happy when I saw that
last Saturday.
That was so cool.
Yes. Was there any doubt?
First ballot, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that easy. Actually, it's the youngest class of Hall of Famers they've had. And I bump into him now and then down here. He's a nice guy, and you know, he's always down with family. So I'm just happy for him.
Yeah.
Well, he lives down here.
Yeah.
Well, he keeps his boat over here. He lives up north, but he keeps his boat down here.
Hey, did you guys answer the snow rake question?
Oh, the snow rake question. That's right. We had a question to call in. He was wanting to know if they made a snow rake with a rubber edge on it so that he could use it on his car. And I don't know if they do make one?
Yes. My brother had them at his shop all the time. They make a very soft rubber. It's only about 12 inches wide, 6 inches tall, but it is a soft rubber for pulling the snow off of your car. The key is you can only use it for pulling snow off your car. Like if you do it on a driveway or anything like that, you've ruined it.
Right.
Because you get the grit in it.
Right.
So, yes, they do make them. You'd probably have to go online and look for them. I'm not sure where my brother got them. He might have got them through his suppliers.
Right. And obviously. I think they also, you know, they make the squeegees with the surgical silicone on the edges. The squeegee that you can squeegee your car off.
The California Car Company.
Yeah. And you can probably buy one of those and use one of those on the car also if you wanted to. So
I use those in my showers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for the shower doors.
And we're in the habit of doing that on the shower door, so my shower doors always look brand new.
Well, yeah. Well, for the most part. All right. All right, there Perfect. We go. That's it. Hey, Robbie?
Yeah?
You'll be back next week?
Thanks, Robbie.
See you guys next week.
Excellent. You're going to be in studio, though, right?
I am.
Excellent. Okay. All right. And I just want to say, before we go out of here, I want to tell both of you guys, thank you very much, because if I was in one of your shoes, I would have played fake and not shown up and made me do this show right here without you guys. But I would have done something just to screw with you guys, and I truly appreciate you guys not leaving me hanging and making me do this show by myself. I truly love both of you. Just want to make sure.
We can't do that, Ron, because none of us are that interesting that we could stand there by ourselves for an hour. We're not talk show hosts.
No, we're not. We need each other. So Thank you both. I just want to make sure it's out there. I flew without a net for 3 hours, and I made it. And thank you very much.
Aww.
All right. Hey, next week we're going to have another tip of the week. We'll have another Clutter Clarity. In between that, we'll be taking your phone calls and answering your emails. And I just want to say, for Rich Cowgill and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Cowgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.